Many service guests have asked the prayers of intercession of the children of God. We can leave these prayers to our Heavenly Father, knowing this, that He knows us. He is greater than our hearts, and He knows all. We pray. God, our Heavenly Father, before Thee we are empty-handed and open-minded. You have promised to hear all that call upon You for help. Several parents are turned unto You, asking to remain in faith. They want that their whole family and the grace of repentance to those members of the family that have lost their faith. Grandparents, pray for the blessing for their children and their families. Dear God, hear the prayer of a believing mother on behalf of her unbelieving spouse, also a parent, a mother, asking for herself in a difficult moments, her spouse and family, strength of faith. A girl brings forth a prayer, a request. Give the grace of repentance to her parents and her big brother. A believing woman listening on the service radio prays for strength to believe through troubles and tribulations, and a blessing for the summer services. Heavenly Father, hear the prayer of an elderly person on behalf of her children so that they could get believing friends, and also a woman's prayer and for the family, neighbor and their family. Almighty dear God, help to build peace with our neighbors. A young believing girl asks for help in the infected relationships in the family and for the unbelieving sister. A believing mother asks for Your help in the inheritance conflict between the sisters and brothers and on behalf of the unbelieving children. Holy God, help us to notice the problems around us. Give courage to work to alleviate suffering and give us ways to do this. We bring before Thee the prayers of a sister so that the faith views would remain regardless of the trauma from childhood, together with the believers, with the security of the gospel. A believing mother bringing forth the cares of the problems and the violence experienced as a child. You, Heavenly Father, are almighty. Give Your strength. Help those with mental health problems and conflicting problems. A wife prays on behalf of the spouse to get away from alcohol, and a woman on behalf of her brother for alcohol dependency. Dear Heavenly Father, hear the father who asks for the divorce and that the divorced wife would agree on the dispute of taking care of the children. He prays for the difficult moments and strength to believe. Also hear the prayer of the parents on behalf of the boy that he would be able to get away from drugs and that the children in the world would receive the grace of repentance. We pray on behalf of those who have been lost in the world, on behalf of the marriage and spouses who have difficulty living together, on behalf of families that are falling apart, on those for those who pray to refine a spouse and a lifelong companion. A widow asks for a spouse. A person listening to the services at home prays for guidance in life and also for a spouse. A believing youth asks for your prayers of intercession that God would change his sexual direction or would carry him in faith and life with his love towards the same sex and feelings towards, so that God would take care and bring him to heaven. Dear Heavenly Father, hear those that turn on your behalf, on behalf of their own and others' illnesses. Help those burdens, fears, and problems and pain. An ill old person asks for the prayers of intercession for all those who suffer of cancer. Bring, O God, comfort for those who have experienced death in the family. Holy God, we leave our life into your hands. A believing father asks for strength in financial difficulties to make things better. And please give for the mother and father who are experiencing difficulties, that they would experience joy, so that the husband of their daughter would recover from psychological illness and would be see the future as good. We pray on for the possibility of those who are in financial difficulties. Bring clarity to the difficulties of life. Teach us to rejoice with the believers. You, Heavenly Father, you in the Lord Jesus Christ, you have experienced the difficulties of human life. Take all these people and these issues into your care. Give strong trust in this, that you are with us. Let thy goodwill happen. Thank you that you live and guide your Son and through thy Holy Spirit unto eternity forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Triune God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. I would like to read for this text the familiar Word of God from the Old Testament, from the fourth book of Moses, the Lord's blessing. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto Aaron and unto his sons, saying, On this wise ye shall bless the children of Israel. Say unto them, The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Amen. This benediction, or Lord's blessing, which is also called as the blessing of Aaron, is very familiar and very dear. Myself, I have recited it many times and sometimes also sang it in the church at the ending of the church worship, where the congregation involved has sung the Amen part. Verily, verily, it is so and true, so it will be. Especially at the confirmation camps in the beginning of summer, there, where the youth themselves carried out the church worship service, those services which ended in the Lord's blessing, I was stopped. This familiar blessing, it stopped me there where the youth in turn read and recited this prayer. What is it? What does it actually mean? What does it give us? What can it give us in the end? The Lord's blessing, the benediction. It is something large and incomprehensible that a little man cannot comprehend it fully. If God allows, we can stop for a moment around this familiar prayer. Let the Heavenly Father open His Word according to His good will. God gave Moses a little job according that Aaron and his sons in each morning and evening church worship service, they would have to pray this to the children of Israel. Why is it the name Lord's Prayer, Lord's Blessing? It is given by the Heavenly Father and also a teaching blessing. You confirmation youth, you have already gone to confirmation or perhaps later this summer. You have learned, and you have learned this out by heart. It is one part of the confirmation tasks and duties, lessons. And the Lord's Prayer also has also been taught by Jesus. It is known as the Lord's Prayer. Jesus taught this to His disciples and at the same time for all of us. For many of us who suffer, how can we pray? How do we know how to pray? We have been given the Lord's blessing and the Lord's Prayer. We can use them. Around them, it is comforting and secure to be with. The Heavenly Father Himself wants to take care and bless us in this way. The same word, the blessing, in its original meaning means to bow down, to kneel. When the person took the blessing, he would kneel down before the giver. It shows how God Himself is the giver of the prayer, even though the intermediary person may be Christ. Before the God's blessing, God feels His smallness. At these summer services, we have remembered, and especially today, in the church worship service, where Peter and the other disciples could experience the great blessing. They got an incredibly large catch of fish on the Gennesaret Lake when they threw the nets out into deep water, like Jesus said and advised. That great blessing, that unseen, never seen before, Peter saw himself so small and on his own behalf as a sinner. And for that reason, he kneeled before his Lord. The blessing of God is easy to understand when there are good things in life. The blessing is easy to understand and comprehend when there is love and closeness care around, when there's happiness and joy and success. God is the giver and source of all goodness. Today we thank the Heavenly Father for the many good gifts. We thank for our home and family of our dear near ones. We thank this fatherland of its own land and country and people, and for its independence. With a thankful mind, we thank the bygone generations that with their work have built this country. They have left an inheritance, a joint or common home to care for and to build. The younger generations, the representatives now, feel great thanks for the war veterans and their spouses, honored, respected citizens who are ready to defend this country for independence and freedom, who have done a great job to build this country after the strong, heavy burden of war. There is much reason for thanks. There are many things that we do not even notice to thank. As Martin Luther explains of God's blessing and protection, when he speaks of the everyday bread, he contains in it many matters of which today we can be thankful and happy. Those in the midst of those good gifts that God has given, it is easy to understand what is the blessing of God, what is the goodness of God. At these summer services, in the celebration of God's people, we have seen and experienced the great blessing of God, the experience, the possibility to be around the Word of God. The blessing is even then, when we people have a difficult time of understanding and comprehending the problems and conflicts in life, can be those secret, hidden blessings. God hides himself in depression and pain and suffering and even in death. God has almighty power. God has goodwill towards us. He can give us trials and difficulties, even a greater sorrow, a yearning and a missing and a longing, all that a little person can see and experience. But in the midst of all this, God carries out his goodwill. This includes the psalm writer and singer. God is, however, greater than our hearts. He knows all. In the conflicts and the difficulties of life, there can be such blessing of God through which God can be guiding a person into the grace kingdom. To seek this forgiveness and peace, that which the person needs and desires. The old endeavors, notice how the restless the heart is, how it is restless before he finds the peace of God. God has created mankind to be connected to him in creation. We seek the connection to God. We yearn that eternal peace, internal peace. In this familiar blessing. We pray that God would bless and protect us, keep us, that God, through His good will, this protection of God, as in the prayer of intercession, and at the same time, in many gatherings, at this moment, we can pray and ask that God would protect us and keep us, that God would guide us according to His good will, that God would take good care of us. This guidance we can ask for ourselves and our near ones, our family and home, and to our common home. Of this we sang in this prayer, in this song that we just sang, with a high hand protect and guide our country. This blessing is the presence, existence of God in our lives, in good and bad days alike. It is knowing that we do have the Heavenly Father that knows us, who knows what we actually need in our lives, who has promised to hear our prayers. Heavenly Father knows more better than what we actually need in our lives. As in those prayers of intercession, we can say, here the people are, people meet many different issues and things towards the believers. Such matters come up that we always do not understand and comprehend. We must accept God knows everything. The unexplainable, difficult things, we can be sure of this. God is, and He takes care of us. He blesses and protects us, and He wants to take good care of us, and especially to guide and protect His children in faith and as partakers of a good, clean conscience. This is what the basis is of this blessing, that you can feel and experience the grace of God and love and the participation therein to be His child. For this reason, the blessing of God, in the second verse, we say, make His face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. When the people of Israel made a journey in the wilderness, they had to experience many different stages and phases. There were many difficulties and troubles along the way. In the midst, the people bickered against God and against Moses and Aaron. And it was Moses' and Aaron's job to guide the people toward the promised land. Even though the goodness of God had been great and wonderful, God had set the people free from the bondage of Egypt, and He led the people toward the promised land. Nevertheless, people turned against their God on the journey. The books of Moses tell of the stages and phases of the nation and how the people acted against the Word of God. They turned against their word, the Word of God. God had to become angry. And God, when God was angry, He hid His face. The psalm writer asks and prays, that God would be good and gracious, so that he would not turn his face away from his people. Then the people were worried. The psalm writer said, "All creation looks at you and waits for food in time. You give, and everyone gets their share. Open your hands, and all will be fed. When you turn away, they become worried. When you take away their life, they die, and they turn into the dirt of the soil of the earth. When you send your spirit, it creates new life. In this way, you create new for the earth." Later, the psalm writer writes, "Secure yourself, comfort yourself in the care of God. Always seek for his face." This talk about the face is all very familiar. The face, our faces tell about our insight and about our feelings. We identify one another by our face. A face tells very much. Through our face, we can relay our inside feelings. Through our faces, we can reflect joy and thankfulness, friendship and love. And especially, it has been said that our eyes are the mirror of the soul. One expert said, when he spoke of children, in the caring of children, "Show me the eyes of a child, and I will tell you. And I will tell you if he has received love." Then when a youth or a child is loved and trust, when he can live around as a member of love and forgiveness, all that good and goodness can be reflected through the eyes. It can reflect to the outside. The eyes also reflect what the person can feel: distrust, bitterness, and even anger. All this the face of a person can relay and tell. The face of God turn away from his people. When the people turn away from God, but when God enlightened and turned his face, he showed his face to the people, then we could feel the special goodness of God, his mercy and mercifulness. And that is why we here pray, lift up thy countenance, make his face shine upon thee, and be gracious unto thee. Where does God show his face? The Apostle Paul wrote in his time to the believers in Corinth. He said, how the love of God and grace is reflected from the face of the Lord Jesus. We do not proclaim the word of ourselves, but of the Lord Jesus, the apostle writes. Jesus is the Lord, and he hath sent us to serve you. God, who said, "Let there be light in darkness," enlightened our hearts. This is how the light shines from the face of Christ. We can recognize this, and it spreads and shares light. The face of our Savior tell us about the great love of God and the grace. In the old prayer of the church, that we pray that the Lord Savior would show His face, that He would look mercifully as He looked upon the sinful woman in the house of the Pharisee, and as He looked upon Peter, who had denied Him, or as the thief on the cross, that God would give His grace, like the sinful woman, we can feel the grace and the love of God, and like Peter, I can experience the grace of returning, and like the thief on the cross, he could experience how God forgives all sins. All that sounds impossible, totally incomprehensible, that cannot be clarified or solved. For God, everything is possible. That which is done can be turned undone. That gaze, that look, that Jesus looked at Peter in the garden, tells us about this great love. And it has been said around the Word of God how that look of the Savior was guiding Peter, Lord, who had denied his Lord. The gaze was guiding Jesus back, Peter back to the flock. How the angel at the open grave, empty grave, brought the message. The angel mentioned Peter's name to bring greetings to Peter of the resurrection. Peter needed them. The other disciples needed them also, especially Peter. It has been said in a beautiful way. Peter received the grace of repentance, that he is met there with the other disciples. And as one apostle, he gets an important duty to bring the gospel message, the Word of God, all around the world. Today, on the Day of the Apostles, we have remembered that job, that duty, that Jesus, as resurrected, gave to His followers to proclaim the gospel and the forgiveness of sins in His name, and in that way, bring the good message, the message of the gospel, throughout the whole world. It is brought forth with the grace of God. A person can feel how good and gracious God is, how He forgives sins, that amazing love of God we want to tell more about. It don't need long training or education, but a personal experience, the experience of the grace, that God is good and gracious. In this way, the message of God's kingdom has traveled in this people's world upon the feet. It has been kept here. It has been proclaimed. It has been offered to all those who need it. Even at these summer services, the gospel of the kingdom of God, the good message, the good gospel is in our midst. It has been proclaimed in this big tent. It has been proclaimed through the radio and internet throughout the world, all the way there where the sound and the voice has been heard. It has been proclaimed that God is good and gracious, and that through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, He has atoned all our sins and all our faults and doubts through His Lord, in the name and the blood that was shed on Golgotha. The sins are forgiven. The forgiveness of sins brings joy. It brings peace and freedom. That is why in this Lord's blessing, those final words sound so comforting, when it says here, the Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. The face of God, the gracious face, is turned towards us. Before the face of God, today we are here, knowing this, knowing that He knows us. We cannot escape, we cannot run away from the face of God. Being in front of God's face means that we people, all of us, we are responsible for our own lives. We are responsible for our deeds and undone jobs. In a personal way, we may think we can experience when I am alone somewhere and unseen by others. Nobody can see me. Nobody knows. In that situation, a person can do that something that is not good in daylight. But God knows. God knows. He is almighty and all-seeing. We are always and every moment before the face of God. Being in face of God, it can be a frightful thing. You do not have to fear. You should not tremble. When a person can experience the grace and love of God, when he can believe his own sins forgiven and all failures and doubts, when he can become free from those heavy burdens of the past, when you can speak of those unspeakable things, when they can be cared for by grace and mercy and love, you can experience good peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. You don't have to run away. You don't have to escape God's face. You don't have to fear or worry. Dear child of God, you can be of a secure in the face of God. Being in front of God's face is knowing this, that the Heavenly Father takes good care of us. In this Lord's Prayer, how the Lord turns, God turns His face towards us. It shows us how He meets us. We can be face to face with the Heavenly Father. Being face to face is important. Even at these summer services, there have been many meetings encountering one another. We have been face to face. They have been very valuable and important. Many have seen and experienced that joy when for a long time, for years and even decades, they have been able to meet a dear friend, a brother or sister. There has been that joy of reunion. We have experienced friendship and unity at these encounters. Even though this modern time makes possible, enables hearing these services all around the world, it doesn't replace meeting one another face to face and that personal meeting. We who can be here today at the service area, at these services, the Heavenly Father has given us the possibility to come to these services. But we know that there are many travel friends, brothers and sisters, along with the radio or internet, who would have come to these services if this situation could have been, if they would have been given this opportunity. We experience sad and yearning around the radio. There is a need to meet one another. We need to meet the dear ones. In these encounters, there, God especially wants to bless us. This special blessing, when God gives His peace, that peace that goes beyond all understanding of humankind, this the child of God can experience today. All the people are asked. All those people on the outside of God's kingdom are called. Even at this moment, dear friend, if you are yearning for this peace, you can believe your sins forgiven. In Jesus' name and precious blood, you brother and sister, you have the right to believe. You can remain believing even now with a comforted mind. All the goodness of God, in Jesus' name and blood, all your sins are forgiven. You can be blessed and secure. The peace of God, which is above all understanding, protect us in our lives, all the days of our lives. The Lord bless us now and forever. On my own behalf, I want to ask, can I believe my own sins forgiven? I want to believe with you. In Jesus' name, amen.